Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Let's go on an adventure. Let's go on it together. Let's go on an adventure. Bop, bop, ba, shoo, bop, 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 yeah. Let's go on it together. I did it,
did, 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 did. All right. Are y'all ready for the intro?
Y'all ready for this?
Let it be, let it be,
let it be, let it be. You're probably wondering why there's a ball sack behind me.
Oh my God. What is even happening around here?
My friends decided to teabag me for my birthday.
Well, you know what? If you're going to get something for your birthday, what better thing to get than a tea bag on your birthday? That's so nice. Was there cake too or just the bag?
I had a purple cow.
None of this makes sense. Nothing makes sense. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Musical Chairs of Massachusetts, where we pluck musicians out from the sky, strap them down to a chair that's armed with rollerblade wheels, and send him flying down a hill full speed while playing music.
Hey, I got a joke for you.
Oh, yeah.
Goes in dry, comes out wet, comes out dripping, and it starts to sag. It's not what you think it is. It's a Tetley tea bag.
Oh! Ba-da-ting! There we go. Right there. Oh, yes, there it is. There it is, folks. That's hilarious.
Wow. We were not referring to it's my heart-shaped balloon. Okay.
Just so the audience knows, none of this is scripted. We have no like organization or plan. We're just going with the flow.
There is no rhyme or reason behind this right now. Like, yeah.
Yeah, the tea bags are
It's just like my birthday. Oh, the camera was on you the whole time. Here's my giant heart-shaped tea bag.
From
all of my closest musician friends here, and just like my birthday, that's totally unplanned and unscripted this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Here we are,
and I feel that we have
being derailed real quick.
I feel like we have an opportunity for a montage, because I think after the show we might go out with our new friends here.
They're not new friends. They've been our friends for a while.
New old friends. We'll hit the open mics, the karaoke's. We're just gonna Rick House. Rick House.
Rick House.
Roundhouse. I don't know.
Oh, I'm Chuck Norris. No, I'm gonna roundhouse your ass.
Yes. It's gonna be awesome.
Yes.
But before we get into it, so how's things besides your birthday, how's things going on with you, Nikki?
Things have been pretty great.
Yeah.
No complaints here. I mean,
right
now my mind is so focused on the fact that I look like I'm being teabagged, so.
Well, I mean, between that and the purple cow.
The purple cow cake. We'll have to put a picture up.
Should.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Oh, let me mention.
Where did you get that from? Yes.
Thank you. So I got that from a very wholesome business.
It's actually quite fitting and appropriate.
It is actually
for
it's Slutty Muffins, which they are great. Actually, her name's Shannon. She runs the bakery, and oh my God, guys, like it's super moist.
It's moister than an oyster.
It's moister than an oyster. No, it was the best cake. Oh my God, it was the best cake. It was called Purple Cow.
Purple Cow, like the ice cream.
Yeah.
It had raspberries and stuff.
It was And that's, you know.
Yeah, because, you know, the giant lump under a coat and Chris wearing a purple shirt didn't allude to anything.
She'll never know.
Or the text message I got a week ago saying, if you were to eat a cake that wasn't for a birthday, what flavor would you pick? And proceeds to send me a list this freaking long of flavors.
I am shocked that you put the two together. Like, she'll never know. Like, oh, my God. Well, you know, it was fun.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. We had a little celebration. Our buddy Jake from State Farm.
Wearing khaki.
Oh, my God. He hates that joke. Jukebox Jake. He came down and...
showed up with pizza.
Pizza, yeah.
I walked over and he's just standing by the door holding his pizzas. And I'm like, is this a stripper, Graham? What's going on here?
Yeah. Yeah. She texts me. She's like... why is Jake here with pizza? I'm like, maybe he's at the wrong door. Like, I don't know. Yeah.
And then we got a knock on the door about 20 minutes later with two all other awesome friends, which, you know, one happens to be a guest on our show today.
Yeah. And we had another one who has been a guest on the show that was totally unexpected.
Yeah.
If there was any secret to be kept, that was the one.
That was the one. He blew up my Facebook and my Instagram today, made posts on his own page and tagged me. So he let literally the world know it was my birthday because he's kind of a celebrity globally now.
Yes.
And the whole time I'm sitting there going, oh my God, I got two shout outs on two different platforms and I don't deserve him as a friend. And then knock, knock, knock. Look who it is.
Yeah.
Great. That was a very well kept secret for sure.
Yes. Yeah. He's much better at it than I am.
You're terrible.
I am so bad. But that's okay.
Yeah.
So we have just a fantastic guest for our show today.
We have just a fantastic episode.
There's many
plot twists here. And really? You guys are in for a real, real treat for my birthday.
Oh.
We did not hold off on anything here.
Nope. I'll tell you what my favorite part was. The whole thing.
Yeah.
The whole thing was my favorite part. Yeah.
From the food, the company, the ball sack, the music, everything.
Ball sack, teabag, purple cow. Yeah, you name it. It was
balls
wild.
Balls and cows. Yes.
Balls and cows.
Is that the parody to Boats and Hoes?
Right. Yeah. Sure. Oh man. Yeah. So that I'm telling you guys, you don't want to miss it. This is going to be such a great, great show. So why don't we get into it, Nikki? Why don't you introduce our guest for today?
Today we're joined by the multi-talented Amanda Melly, a playful performer, intimate songwriter, powerful vocalist, and community-driven leader based in Massachusetts. Amanda's journey is all about following her heart and soul, whether through mentoring, teaching, or her entrepreneurial work with Melly Entertainment, where she funds and directs everything from songwriting contests to 5K races and rock festivals. Currently working on her debut album of a trilogy, Amanda's written hundreds of songs for herself and others, exploring the art of music production along the way. With a flair for comedy and acting, she's also brought her voice to radio, does tribute work for iconic artists like Mariah Carey, Adele, and Dolly Parton, and performed in plays and musicals. She's a true believer in community, connection, creativity, and kindness. With a rich history of sharing stages with artists like G.E. Smith, Devin Lima of LFO, and a friend of the show, Seth Newton, Amanda's journey is only just beginning, with hopes to take her music worldwide. Stick around as we dive into her creative process, passions, and the heart behind her music. Welcome to the studio, Amanda.
Woo! Hey.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Thank you for coming down and hanging out with us today.
It's Nikki's birthday.
It is Nikki's birthday.
It is my birthday.
It's my birthday.
I have this big heart balloon behind me.
I know.
Is it a heart?
It is.
Is that what it is?
That's up to interpretation. If
it
you're
could be a couple things.
I mean, yeah.
I like to think of it as a fat bottom girl sitting on the ceiling.
Or a ball sack.
Or, you know, maybe.
Which makes Nikki the...
Yep.
dick move. But yeah, no. Happy birthday, Nikki.
Thank you.
Yeah,
happy
you're welcome.
Birthday.
Happy birthday. And I...
Nikki. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Chris does it better.
Miss Nikki. Happy birthday. This is so cringy. Happy birthday, dear Nikki.
Darling Nikki.
Darling Nikki. Oh, she shut me down.
Sorry.
I deserve
That's
all
enough
of that.
Of that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's only been a few minutes in, and it's already unhinged.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, same here. Amanda, again, thank you for coming down. That was so awesome. Guys, if you didn't see earlier from our live, we had a nice little celebration. We brought some friends. We had some snacks. It was fun. And of course, a big giant ball sack balloon. And it was magical. Yeah. And so now we have Amanda's show. So we're going to deep dive.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Amanda show.
The Amanda show. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. Wrong Amanda, but close. It's fine.
She took it from me.
This is the original Amanda.
Bring in the dancing lobsters.
The dancing lobsters. Rock lobster. So, Amanda, thank you for coming down. Yeah, really appreciate you. And, you know, let's dive in. So, music has been a big part of your life for quite some time. Was that something that were you born with it, like, or was it Maybelline?
Oh God, yeah.
I went there.
Maybe it was Maybelline.
That's right.
How long have you been doing the music?
Yeah,
thing
how long?
For?
How long? Have you been
okay,
doing?
Publicly, maybe it's like 10 years, 9 years.
Oh
maybe.
Wow!
But secretly, obviously, since not obviously, but since I was like six.
Oh wow.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So secretly, very privately, very scared, very shy.
Right.
And then I didn't come out until like as a musician until like 9 years ago.
Oh yeah.
I
okay.
think. Yeah.
Wow, that's shocking because I see you perform out there and I'm like, oh, she's been doing this for like decades. Like she's a veteran.
People think that.
Yeah.
People that I work with assumed that and then I would like mess up hardcore and I'm like, dude. And I'm like, this is my first time. They're like, wait, what? And I was like,
oh yeah, oh yeah.
Oh,
yeah. No, it's yeah. It's amazing. It's now has music like been incorporated in your family at all, or is...
yeah. So my mom would like dance to like Madonna, Gloria Estefan, and she'd listen to like Dolly and Shania. So I kind of had her in the kitchen. Yeah. She'd be cleaning, doing her thing, and it was a party, cleaning party. Where yeah, like half right? of the cleaning got done, and then. My dad would come home from work and he would sing. So he'd be doing Chris Cornell and Allison
nice.
Chains, Lane Staley. Yeah. And even Steve Perry or Otis Redding.
Your dad and I would like get along really well.
mm-hmm.
love that.
Yeah. So I grew up listening to that, and I don't know. I sang. I mimicked my dad, but like secretly, because I thought he was so cool for like singing. And then my mom would be dancing, so we'd like dance and kind of open up to it. And
that's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So I know I mentioned that you do tribute artists.
Sorry. I was holding.
How dare you be human?
I have ruined everything.
He's human, guys. He's not a robot.
Nope.
I told you.
That.
I win the bet. I win the bet.
Yeah, I can transition that really well.
No, I'm just going to rephrase my question. So, like I mentioned in your intro, you do a lot of tribute artists' work. Yeah, mm-hmm. Adele, Dolly, mm-hmm. Mariah. Do you have any other musical influences?
Oh, honestly, all of the musicians. Actually, Lane Staley was one of my... Alice in Chains. Yeah. The mm-hmm. rawness of the lyrics, and I would belt it out. I would be so upset or like depressed or angry, and I would do Alice in Chains.
Yes,
yeah.
I mean there's nothing better than like Man in a Box and just yelling.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I cover it acoustically. Actually,
ooh.
I do Man in a Box. And I mix it with I can't even think of it right now. Cage the Elephant. I do like a mashup. It's really cool. Yeah. Ain't No Rest for the Wicked and Man in a Box. It's a good.
Oh, that's a good.
Yeah.
Mashup.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So. I don't even remember what the question was. My influences. Oh,
yeah,
I got
yeah.
trailed off. I was in the song. And Amy Winehouse was a huge one when she came out. I was blown away by her gumption and rawness mm-hmm. in that voice. And at the time, I was going through a horrible breakup. And I was like, I cheated myself. Back to Black is my favorite karaoke song.
Oh, yeah.
I do it in like underground places where nobody knows me and I rip
you
the
know
shit
I'm
out
no
of
good
it.
Is mine.
Right.
Yes.
We're going. We're going to Amy Winehouse everyone to death.
Oh, my God.
Let's do it.
Okay. Oh, my God. So it's just, but it is. And so, Mariah Carey was a huge influence. My Grandpa Tony got me every single album. I couldn't believe he did, but he did. And I would go to sleep to her, and then I would go to sleep to Jewel. And so.
Oh, nice.
Yep. So Jewel and Tom Petty would be the songwriting aspects. Yeah.
Well, I can see how that works because you definitely have a little, you know, a little bit of piece of those influences in the music that you do.
I hope so. Yeah. Like that would be like so incredible because they're both so substantial in what they write about and how they write it. It's, I don't know. For me, they do the song so much justice. It's not about them. It's about the song and the song kind of unfolding and being authentic. And if you can get the music to match the lyrics and to observe something so great, then I don't know. That's great, but
Jewel has lived a hell of a life. Like, oh my God. I don't know if you ever heard that 3-hour long podcast.
That's
I don't
a story.
Know if we're allowed to say the name of said podcast, but she was on one. It's 3 hours long and like her life and what she's been through and just her business smarts and, you know, her songwriting and all that. Like, of course, it makes sense that she's one of your musical influences. I mean, look at you with your business sense and your songwriting and all that. And no, not to embarrass you, but like, seriously, you're killing it out there.
Okay. I don't think we look at ourselves. I think we're always not looking at ourselves. But I read her biography.
Yeah.
Yeah. I cried multiple times.
Yeah.
Yeah. She just.
You're both just amazing gems of human beings.
Jewels or gems? I'm trying to do the word thing, you guys.
I see what you did there.
I see what you did. It was nice and slow.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No. Yeah. No, it's very, like, there's a lot of correlation there, you know. And I think, too, with music, it comes from a deep, raw, emotional space and helps us really to be able to connect with others and, you know, on a whole spiritual level. So, you know, I definitely, when I see you out there performing and the music that you're playing, it really, you know, just floors everywhere. Everybody kind of like, I've seen, you know, bars that are usually so noisy with everybody talking, and then you come on, the whole place quiets, and then like they're fully invested, you know. that's the goal.
I'm an ugly crier. Don't do it.
I am too. So. Moving on. We'll move on to some questions here.
That was sweet.
No, it's all true.
That was really sweet.
All true. So now going back to, you know, your early journey of playing music, what was your first song that you ever learned? If you can.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay. Two things.
Okay.
The first thing that I learned on guitar was a Jewel song, You Were Meant For Me.
Yeah.
And my grandpa Tony said, oh, you sound just like her. And I was like, I do. It was sweet. And but the first music I sang, it's a funny story because my mom had a best friend, Ellen.
Yep.
Hi, Ellen Pilch. Okay, sorry. Anyway, she gave me like some kind of, I don't know, CD or cassette. I don't remember, but it was a Walkman that I had. I was like six and it was opera and it was Christmas music. And so I put it on and I was walking around my house and I remember going like,
yeah.
And I thought it was so pretty. And I was like, I can do it. And I was doing opera. And my mom's like, good job. And my dad's like, what the hell? Where did you get this? Because he's like listening to Alice in Chains. And he's like, he didn't want me to get made fun of at school. And so he was just like, what are you doing? And so it was really funny. And he's like, he also didn't want to hear it. He's like, oh, because you know, you're like,
yeah.
And I just made him sound so bad. But he was really nice and like funny. But he was like, he's Italian. So it's like, can I swear?
Yeah, of course.
He's like, what the fuck is this? Hi, Dad. Jared, what the fuck is this?
I mean, that makes so much sense now because, I mean, like, getting back to your Mariah, you know, like, her mom is a classically trained, you know, she is an opera singer.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes,
Yeah, I know. I love opera. I got to see an opera for the first time a couple years ago, and it was a bucket list item. My mom and I had never gone. We both grew up poor.
Yeah.
And it was like an opera. Like, what? We can go to an opera? And I remember getting my taxes 1 year, and my mom got hers, and we're like, we're doing this.
Oh, nice.
We went to New York City. Cool. Yeah, like 3 years ago, four years ago. And we got, and we saw our first opera. We bawled, we laughed. And it wasn't as classy as I thought. The guy, like, did a motorboat to the woman. And, like, I'm like, what is happening? He's like, and I was like, did he just motorboat her? He's like, and everybody's like,
this opera's rated R.
Yeah. And then he, like, lifted up his leg and pretended to, like, pee on the girl. I'm not kidding. It was, like, Don Giovanni or something. Oh, it was so crazy. Oh, my God. And I'm like, my image of opera is blown.
That's like, it's that reminds blown. Me of like Absinthe out in Vegas, you know, where it's like the raunchy burlesque. Like,
is that right?
Yeah. Like they do stuff like that there.
This is the Met in New York City.
Is that Andre Bocelli twerking?
I listen to, I love him. So that's so I love all music. I love all music. So yeah, opera is one of them. And I would sing opera again in high school. My best friend at the time, Ryan, who Seth Newton went to school with, him and Ryan were huge inspirations to me because they were both leaders in the music community. And I was the shy person not telling them that I loved music and wanted to be a musician, but I admired them so much for going out and doing it. Yeah. And I would just watch them and be like, oh my God, they're so cool. And Ryan made me sing Phantom of the Opera in the car with him over and over, and I loved it. And it, like, I could hit the notes, and he's like, you can hit them. I'm like, I know, I didn't know I could do that.
Yeah.
And so, like, that's where the training came from. You know, just hanging out with my friend, sitting in the car, talking, and then busting out into Phantom of the Opera.
That's awesome.
That's really cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing, you know, how these influences that can have such a dramatic impact. And
huge.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just... I'm telling you, whenever I like your dad, whenever Chris Cornell comes on the radio, I sing along. I don't keep up, I don't think, although I've gotten better, especially when he gets those high notes. But
so good.
Yeah,
my dad could hit them. So I admired him. Yeah, he was an incredible singer. He's not singing as much now. He's still alive.
Okay,
I know. I was like, wait, sound like anyway. But yeah, no, he would hit them, and I was like, duh. So when he wasn't home, I'd be in my mom was laid back.
Yeah.
When my dad was around, like, you had to be a little bit more orderly, but you could paintball the living room wall with him. But you had to be a little more. Yeah.
That's like, amazing.
Bang.
That's awesome. That's a cool dad.
He was a really cool dad. Yeah, yeah. And then the other side of him was like, oh, nope, etiquette, because he's Italian. You know, like, don't.
Right.
Brush your hair.
Now. Family, tradition, values. Yeah.
And then my mom was super fluffy, like, okay, they can get away with, like, whatever. I'll look the other way. Don't tell your dad. So I would scream, you know. We were up in my room, and I'd be like, down in a hole. And the neighbors, I didn't know for years, but the neighbors were like, yeah, we could hear you the whole time. I'm like, what? They're like, yeah, it got better.
We noticed
it. It got progress. Better. It sounded like, kind of like a dying cat. I was like, what? They're like, meow, 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 meow. And I was like, so, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's like when... I think when we had Jared on, and I was like, meow, 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 meow. I'm a cat in a box.
In a cat box?
Yes.
And then
I've never heard this ever.
Burying the shit. Then you get to yell shit.
In my face. Oh my God.
Yes.
I wrote a poem off of that song. It's, oh my gosh, I don't remember what it is, but people really love the poem. It's, I don't remember anymore. It's the abused dog. It's about an abused dog.
Oh.
But it's a personification of people feeling like, oh my God, I'm so excited for this family. But this family is ignoring me because I was a novelty. And it's the saddest song. And it's like shoving your face in the shit like the man in the box.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, sorry, not to go so depressing, it makes people cry.
It's like when Snoopy tries to go into the library and he's like, no dogs allowed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, just not nice.
It's not nice. You don't be mean to Snoopy.
No.
Don't be mean to anything or anybody.
Unless
they're trying to hurt you. Then you can kick them. Like, get away. Back off.
Right.
Just be a good human, damn it.
But just be good. Yeah.
Yeah. In the words of Brian Chafee, just be good.
Just be good.
It's not that hard.
It's not that hard.
It's not. It's not.
That's right. All right. Well, you know what? How about we dive into a song?
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll just dive right on. I'm so mushy because of you guys now.
Aww.
I'm like, blah, 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 blah. Okay, this is a gumption song. All right, this is a little bit fiery, so let me smack my face into it.
That's right.
All right, yeah. So I started on drums. So I play my guitar weird, people say. All right, this would be off the album I'm working on, so.
So at what age did you learn that you could hit superhuman notes?
The whistle notes, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Not that long ago.
You know.
Yeah. Well, wow. So in high school, I hit the note in Phantom of the Opera with Emmy Rossum because of my friend Ryan. And then he's like, whoa, you could hit that note? And I'm like, what do you mean, why? He's like, no, that's a hard note. And I'm like, oh, it is? I was like, that's great.
right.
And so then he's like, do it again. I was like, okay. Do it again. I was like, okay. And then he would do like the guy part. He's a good singer. And
you could just do it right on command.
And I just didn't know. And so years later, I finally come out like to sing.
Sure.
And I'm singing songs and I'm writing finally, right? And I'm not scared. And I'm like, I'm writing my own songs, which is only a short time ago. Again, like within the last 9 years. And I'm like, this song needs desperation and insanity. Because that song is about like the fight between fear and ego and love. And I'm like, well, I want real love and I want to be vulnerable, but I'm scared. So I'm like, fuck. And I'm going back and forth. And I'm like, I need an insanity thing and it needs to be opera. And so it needed to be that.
I love it.
Really, like, it's where you're being torn between the two and you're just being ripped apart. And that song, I have an upright bassist who also plays bow.
Oh, yeah.
And then that specific song is recorded. That'll have Tony and Michael Suteron, Tony Valley and Michael Suteron, because they both play the bows. And it's a very insane classical kind of
that sounds awesome
where they're doing it and my voice is doing it and it's all just going insane.
Oh wow.
And it's to convey insanity, like to be, you know, I want love so bad but I'm fucking scared and I'm being ripped apart and it's scary. It's absolutely
scary
because you want it so bad but it's petrifying. What do you do with it? And I've got these habits and I have this conditioning from my past and like I'm used to being toxic with a toxic person. Like how do you get over that?
Right.
And so it's that fighting yourself and saying, I'm fucking enough. I want the love.
Yeah.
And right. The warmth, and I'm not going to be scared and hide anymore. And
what's incredible about that is that, like, you're writing a story from a very personal space, but a story that other people can relate to. You know?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the beauty of music. It's nice. Making those connections.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do the sound effects.
Gulp. Yeah. I didn't get sleep last night, so everybody knows I'm a bear dragon if I don't get sleep.
Oh,
so
yeah,
admittedly,
yeah.
I was grumpy as all hell. Uh-oh. And luckily, I wasn't grumpy by the time I got to Seth, though he has seen me grumpy in the shop. Because every day of the week, and if I got woken up right and get sleep, I was like a bear out of hibernation. Yeah. Wasn't I was like a dragon bear. So it's bear dragon. It's, but I got the coffee today, and I'm like,
oh, cool, Fei Fei. Yeah, it's I don't know how you're functioning. I would not function. There's been a few times where I just didn't sleep. Mm-mm. And it's not a good show.
Sleep is my husband and my wife. Like, sleep is... Like, that's number one.
Yeah.
Nobody supersedes the sleep.
That's right.
That's my sanctuary.
Yeah. All right. So, let's see.
I have a question.
Please. Nikki.
Is one of the craziest things you've ever encountered at a gig or a show before?
I'd be willing to talk about.
There's a story there.
Oh, my goodness. You're going to make me think. The craziest... that I've encountered. Oh God, it's usually me doing something.
I'm the crazy.
Should I say something? I was at a gig. I don't even remember how it transpired. You know, it is what it is. They had a paddle, and there
like
was
a ping pong paddle.
Like a, I don't even know what a kind boat of paddle. It was like a wooden paddle, and I don't know what it was for.
Oh.
And I don't know. I was at a gig. I was singing, and. I know that the bar was trying to promote some kind of something, and I was like, yeah. I got you. And they're like, you? I'm like, yeah. And I don't remember how we did it, but I ended up having a line of people to get paddled, and I did. I paddled each of those motherfuckers.
Oh my God, like Dazed and Confused?
Is that right?
Is that, I don't know.
Like the movie Dazed and Confused?
I've seen it, but I don't remember the paddling.
Is this a frat house?
I'm trying to remember. It's been a while since I saw it.
The movie Dazed and Confused where the seniors make the paddles.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. They do the hazing.
Bang. I did that. And so I was, I had a line. I was like, oh my God. What?
Wow.
One of them is in a local band, Ramshackle. I'm not going to say which one of the guys.
Okay.
But so, I paddled the shit out of
them. People paid to have a pretty girl.
With the shot. Yeah. Or something that they were promoting.
Oh my God.
That could be a new business.
Because I was like, I knew the bartender, and she's like, oh yeah, we're trying to do this, but I don't know what. And I'm like, got you. She's
yeah.
like, well, I'm like, give me that. And she's like, what? And I went on the microphone, and I was like, by the way. And then I had a line. It was in Palmer.
Oh my God.
You wouldn't think there was that much activity, but that habit. So that's the first thing that came to my head. So
oh, that's awesome.
That's awesome.
Who wants to get paddled?
Who wants to get paddled?
Me, please, me first.
Buy that and come line up.
Oh.
And so they did that, and then they did whatever they did or whatever their promotion was. Yeah.
Oh my
genius
God. That's
marketing.
That's funny.
Yeah. You just gotta have fun and let loose and I don't know. I'm a spaz. Secretly a spaz.
Well,
maybe not secretly, I don't know.
So we'll go on the flip side of that. Because I imagine that this probably doesn't rank up there as your favorite experience. Do you have a favorite experience so far?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, it was actually as Mariah Carey doing the tribute, and I was hired to sing at Macy's in the center of like the Holyoke Mall.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And I had like a stage, mm-hmm. but it gets better. So that was the coolest thing, right? And they gave me like a goodie bag with all these bougie like perfumes and like bougie, like I had a gift card and I don't know. I had a dress. It was like a designer dress. And I'm like, what is this?
Right.
So, but I'm singing and I get to Hero, which was my fourth grade chorus song. And I'm singing it and there's this girl in a wheelchair. And she's kind of got like the, I don't know what that's called. So forgive me, I don't know the disability. And she starts crying and singing it. And I'm like, oh my God. So I walk down, I come next to her and she's like, oh, and she starts freaking out and crying more. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
Because I'm singing somebody else's song. Mm-hmm. And I start bawling and I couldn't even like completely finish the song. And her caretaker was like,
thank you.
And I'm like, what is this? Like, I literally just gave her a big hug. I let her sing the rest of the song with me. We did the whole rest of the song.
That's awesome.
And we had like a whole crowd, and she just.
That's beautiful.
The amount of excitement and tears, I don't think I've never experienced somebody that moved by me being able to gift the song.
Right.
And I just came down and so that will stay with me. That actually happened maybe the second year I started singing, and I just thought that would be the moment. And
yeah, no, that's beautiful. It's amazing how, you know, we do this for fun. We enjoy playing the music, but when you have moments like that happen, it just, wow, it makes it really worth it.
Never forget it. Yeah, yeah. Completely blown away. And then I realized how much power music had. And it didn't have to be yours. It didn't have to be. And there's a little, to bring it up, a little bit of conflict between like original artists and tribute artists.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty
yeah.
funny. They give each other shit. I don't know if y'all are privy to this.
Oh, yeah.
But like this, Selma, you're not real artists. Well, you're not, you know, making money and rah, rah, rah. But it's not that. It's the tribute artists, at least that I work with. Yes, they make money too.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, I do Dolly and I do Code of Many Colors and tears. Yeah. Absolute freaking tears. And I am connecting with everybody in that room. Not everybody, but most of them.
Sure.
On that frequency. Like, are you kidding? And Mariah with Hero. Like, it's not... La, 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 la. And it's a party too, and it's fun, but you're connecting with those people in like nostalgia and heart, and it's absolutely, it's irreplaceable. I don't know how to convey that. They are absolute real musicians. They're singing, they're performing, they're putting their heart and soul into it. And,
oh, of course.
You know, and then you have the original artists that are over here, and they've got people singing their song back.
Yeah.
You know, and I've had one. Twin Flame was my first song that I ever released, and I've had people sing it back to me, which is insane.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Cool.
It's insane. I have a video of it, and there's three over here and one over here, and I'm like, and I'm looking at, I was working with Tony that day. And
yeah.
Like, and he's like, and I'm like, and he's like smiling. He's like, that's what happens. And I'm like, oh my God.
You have fans.
They like my song, and they freaking know my song. Like,
yeah.
So yeah, it's.
It's amazing.
It's a surreal moment.
Yeah.
Makes you feel like it's worth it.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Not that you don't feel that. Sometimes I do. I'll definitely get down. I'll get negative. I'll get depressive.
Yeah.
And I'm like, am I being good? Am I doing good? Am I doing something worthwhile? And then you have a moment like that and you're like, holy crap. And that's why the people matter. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah, they do. Mm-hmm.
The people matter. I don't care what anybody says. You don't need anybody. No. Sorry. No. That connection. In that community and being heard and valued and seen.
Yeah.
I've been on the opposite end of that. And I'll tell you, it's worth it. I don't. And it's not. Oh, your hair looks good. And I like the compliments, but it's like, no. When you put your heart and soul into something and somebody hears it and sees it. Holy shit.
It's super fuel.
Holy
yeah.
shit.
It's super fuel.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh my God. They get it and they like it and they value it. What the fuck is that?
Right.
I'm a biography reader, so I like, tell me your story. Right. How do you get this? How do you? And then they tell me, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm like, yes. Okay. So.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, it is. It's really cool. You know, I've been, well, we've been both fortunate enough to be out there at shows and just see participation from the whole audience, and it's just a really cool, like, surreal. Moment and you know, just being as a bystander, I can't even imagine being a musician and having that
recognition. For sure.
I don't think I've processed it still. Like, you know, it's like one of those surreal things. It's like, it happened, but like, did it
right.
Did it happen?
I mean even now, like, Chris and I are starting to get recognized at like random bars or grocery stores. They're like, hey, you're that person from that podcast. And I'm like, yeah, like, it's weird because I don't know, like, I just sort of don't feel like it's, I'm like, I'm a nobody, but like, yeah, it's weird that I'm getting recognized for that now because I don't think anything of it, you know?
It's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge. You're touching so many people and you're shining every single one of us and it's insane.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's, we're the ones that are just so honored to have this awesome community of musicians coming out here, and we feel like, I don't know about you, I'm pretty sure you feel the same way about Nikki, but like, it's like, oh, we get like our own little private concert going on here.
Yeah, definitely.
And like,
it's true,
you know, and it's like, oh my God, this is awesome. Yeah. But then we also get to then share it with the world and, you know, and just let the people know how talented a community of musicians that we have around here. So, it's cool. It's cool. And it gives a chance the audience to learn more about the musician and hear their stories. And, you know, we want to be able to encourage the next generation like yourself to pick up a musical instrument, go out there and sing and perform and, you know, break out of that shell that we all put ourselves into, you know?
Yeah.
So it's amazing. I commend you with what you're doing. Like, oh.
I feel like Nikki feels, I'm like, I'm in my room just kind of like, yeah. Like, I don't know. Right? You're like, I did some lists. Yeah. I did some lists. Da-da-da. You know, you don't feel it. No, you're just like, I'm me. Yeah. I'm me. Like, what did I do? Oh, really? Everybody does that. You know, like, I'm like, right. Okay. You know.
Yeah. So.
Say maybe another song.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I
know time. You can't tell how time moves in this room.
Yeah. All right. It's like jail or Vegas or, you know, whatever. You're in a casino. There's no clocks or windows.
What happens in the studio stays in the studio.
Oh, that's a fact.
And the rest of the world.
And the rest of the world.
Yes, another song. So I'm gonna totally switch up the vibe. So I love this song. So hopefully you guys do too. I'm taking the day. I'm stepping up, putting everything else away. Da 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 da. Ooh. Don't care about the past. No worries for the future forecast. It's a hazy, lazy day for me to put away while the world's too crazy. No decisions, only maybes. Floating in the gray space, easy's finding my own peace. Skin plant face in my one person hiding place. Shh. That's right. Staying in the same clothes. Who's gonna know?
Thank
you,
guys.
Beautiful. Yeah.
I think instantly what came to mind was like such a Jack Johnson vibe with that.
I have so much respect for him.
Yeah.
What a peace vibe. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. That's like a huge compliment.
That's instantly what I thought of, just that laid back, you know, easy going, easy listening vibe. Yeah, mm-hmm. Totally Jack Johnson vibes all the way.
Heck yeah.
Oh, man.
Heck yeah.
And we'll be right back after these brief messages.
In 2025, be on the lookout for Derek D. Acoustic's upcoming album, Ashes to Acoustics, The Sonic Revival. Throughout the year, Derek will be releasing several singles, leading up to the full album release, which will include a few extra tunes just for you. Ashes to Acoustics features live acoustic covers performed at open mics at the Otter River Pub, recorded by Soundbites, Events, and Open Mics. You'll find them on all streaming platforms, so make sure you follow Derek at Derek D. Acoustic to stay updated on these releases. Enjoy Ashes to Acoustics, The Sonic Revival in 2025 and beyond.
And now back to our show.
So do you have any advice that you would give any musicians just starting out?
Just starting out, yeah.
AKA me.
Oh, let me change my position and look at you. Yeah, you have to face your fears and dive in. Don't let fear is like an entity separate from you. Face it and say, fuck off.
Yeah. I love that.
Okay, and do it and just do it and do it again. And you have to always sit there and say, am I not doing this because I don't want to, or am I not doing this because I'm scared? And if it's because you're scared, get your ass in and do it. And like, that's it.
Love it.
Love yeah, that.
Just do it.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, you have certainly done that so far. I mean, yeah. not only are you out there, you know, just rocking it out on these venues, I mean, your work that you've done to lift up other musicians, the events that you organize, just really incredible. Like, and you know, you can tell by the reaction from the crowds, from, you know, the participants, the other musicians. It's just really, really, really awesome that with what you're doing out there. You know, it's okay. Yeah, 100%. So speaking of which, do you have a like a favorite project of yours that you've done, like a favorite event that you've done? Have you had like a milestone yet?
Yeah, the Rock Festival.
Yeah.
The Hardwick Rocks Music Festival. Okay, so my first time ever performing, I'm pulling Seth into this because he's over here. I'm so excited right now. Okay.
Yeah.
So I had started out as an artist. This is a couple years, you know, I'm singing. People think I've been doing this forever. And yeah, I'm like, right. And I'm writing songs and they're kind of looking at me funny. And I'm like, what? They're like, how come you don't know how to? And I'm like, I don't know. I've never done it. They're like, oh, so then a lot of teaching happened and it was cool. But I had to tell everybody, like, no, I really don't know what I'm doing. So like a couple years in, Seth throws a music festival, a music and arts festival. And he combines these artists, musicians, everything in one up at Hawks and Reeds in Greenfield. I think he was living up there. And he does this before he goes on tour.
Yeah.
And he invites me. I'm like, holy shit, what? Mm. And he's like, hey. And he was so supportive. He was like, "Wait, I think you said you're like, you got some gold there with some of those originals." And he's like, you know? And I'm like, thank you. He's like, no, come on. So he has me come up. I get to be on stage. It's my first time showcasing originals. It's all originals.
Wow.
And yeah, I hadn't done any, and I don't play solo. Like, I was petrified because I was never a guitarist. I was just a singer.
Okay.
I had to, this was tooth and nail. This was difficult.
Yeah.
And I only did this like 7 years ago. So we're there. But
Wow.
Now I love it. Now I love it.
Yeah.
And so I'm up on stage. I'm playing my originals. People are cheering. They're hearing me. I'm feeling valued. I'm feeling seen. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
What is happening? Like, I just, in other avenues of my life, I was not heard or seen. It wasn't my thing. So I wasn't being noticed. And I'm like, okay. And I was introverted anyway. So I was weird and awkward for a while. And I'm looking around the room and I'm seeing artists with musicians. And they're all like heart and laughter and together and supporting each other.
That's cool.
All of it combined made sense. And it was the first time I saw something so prominently done like that. And Seth did it. He did it. And it was such community. I still have friends from that I'd never met. That he orchestrated. They were his friends. It was the huge inspiration. And so years later, I'm observing things. And first of all, I got some confidence from that, which is irreplaceable. When you go and you play stuff and you're like, wait, people liked it?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm not crap. Okay, this is awesome. Yeah, so for the Hardwick Rocks Music Festival, it was really crazy that it ended up in Seth's hometown.
Right.
Because there were a few venues we were looking at, and it was right, and it resonated. And I wanted it central to this area, like what you guys are doing, because this is our underrepresented, amazing, talented area. Mm-hmm. They need something. You guys are kicking ass. Oh. And so I'm like, Seth, hey. I'm like, would you consider like performing at like a rock? He's like, of course.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. And so he's like, if you need any help or any advice, you know, I'm like, thank you so much. And so like he was there as support. I had a few other people and we just, we did it.
Oh my God.
That's awesome.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You didn't just do it. I mean, no pun intended. You rocked it.
Oh.
Like, seriously.
Yeah. Oh, God.
But seriously, it was incredible.
I'm still in awe. I'm still processing it. We had a few people. I had a person that actually fell ill, so I had more on my plate. And I was like, no, this is going to happen. I don't care. I did not care what happened. I was going to make it happen. The ball was rolling. I'm not letting anybody down. We have all these people. And I knew how much people were excited. You've got that hope. You've got that, like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to be my first time on a festival stage. Certainly not Seth, but...
Yeah, right.
People were excited to see him play. People were excited for... But it was some of their first times on stages like that. And I'm not going to let them down. So we get it all done. And we had a 2,100 to 2,400 people. There were three waves during the day. We couldn't completely nail it down to those last few hundred, but that was the number of the day.
Wow.
Insane. But the thing was, I'm like walking around, right, and I'm still managing all day. I'm running into, all right, so I have many boyfriends, I'm going to call it. They're widows, or they're just, and they'll come hear me sing at like, you know, local venues. And I don't know how, but I take them on. And like they're, and I give them huggies, and they, you know, and they give me a kiss on the cheek, and I give them a kiss on the cheek, and I've got pictures. And I walk up, and one of them's up there, and he's like, you did this? Oh, I'm so proud of you. And I was like, oh my God. And I gave him a big hug. And then I like walk a little further. And then there's Tasteless Jack. And I'm like, oh my God. And then all of a sudden, Seth's up on the balcony doing the national anthem. And everybody stops.
Yes.
Stops. Like, awesome, we didn't expect that.
No.
You see all these people just stop. And they're like, where's it coming from? And then there he is. Boom, boom, boom. And we asked him to do that last minute. So I was giggling. I was like,
no way.
Can you pull this out of your ass? And he's like, yes. And he did. Whatever. Oh. I couldn't. And so I walk a little further, and I'm telling you, I couldn't. The car show. I go and I hand out the prizes. The woman comes out of the car and she's bawling. My significant other, her husband. Her husband had passed away 5 years before. They put the car to rest. She goes, I couldn't do it. I had to pull the car out. This is the first contest we entered into. I feel like my husband was here. And she's like, and me and Cassie and Yvonne are like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Seriously.
So we're bawling. She's like, I can't believe I won. And I'm like, So we walk over to the second person who won a different prize. There was no like first, second, third. It was separate entities because we didn't want like that competitive edge. And this guy, I guess he had been retired and, you know, he didn't have many friends anymore. They drifted away. So he put it was art. He built the car up from scratch all the way up himself and his wife. And he's quiet. He's just like, I'm so happy. But his wife's like, no, you don't understand.
Yeah, right.
You know, and she's telling us. And I'm like, what? So we start bawling. And she's like, this is like his life. He's got nothing right now. And this was something. And the fact that he just entered and actually got recognized for it. And I'm like, this is so much bigger.
Wow.
This is so much bigger. I'm like, are you kidding me? Every single time I moved to somewhere else or I went to a different part of the stage or Frank goes over there. And I'm like, what? And you see all of the crew hanging out, supporting each other in the same place, able to see each other.
This thing that you created is touching somebody in some way, shape, or form.
Girl. Oh,
you brought it to the masses.
I couldn't even fathom. And this is what Seth did. This is what I saw. I couldn't comprehend quite to this degree. And I'm literally still processing everything. So I hop on stage, okay? I've got my bandmates. We're going to do a couple songs to hype up the crowd. Yeah. And we do. And I stop and I look and I've got the art wall, right, where the painters and all of them and the photographers put their stuff up.
Yeah.
But it's really funny because I never thought this, and I'm going to be stereotyping because this is what I observed. So for lack of definition, I've got these introverts in hoodies.
Oh, yeah.
In the summer, which I used to be.
Right. It was hot as balls day.
It was hot.
Hoodies, introverts, hoods, on the other side of the wall in a cave, all with themselves watching the festival. You got the extroverted like, whoa, but you've got all these artists who are timid, who I used to be.
Mm-hmm.
With people on the other side of the wall, almost in like a safety net.
Yeah.
And I knew. I was like, oh my God, that was me. I'm like, and I go on Facebook and I screenshot this. I screenshot it. The girl, one of the girls that was like, this was my favorite part. And it was the art wall. And she posted it all. And it's because she met people that were other artists at a freaking rock festival that they might not necessarily have gone to, but they had a place to hide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had a place to
hide. They had their own little safe place.
Their safe place. And
that they can enjoy.
Holy shit. And so that's what I saw from my stage. And then I had like the little girl who's like, oh, and I was like,
oh, that was so, I remember that.
Little girl. Yeah. I came down off the stage and I didn't know if it, my mic kind of messed up a little because I was a little too distant, could you not? She's like calling me and I'm like, I'm coming down.
Yeah.
And it's like a little lady and she's like, oh, and I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God. That whole day was full of such incredible moments.
I don't think I could have had more emotion in one day because observing, I'm an observer.
Right.
It's hard for me. Every single turn, I was like,
right.
Are you kidding?
Wow.
Are you kidding me? I just, sorry.
Even in my part of it, you know, I covered it with the photography. But at one moment, I was in the small stage area behind Franco and Derek. And I'm just surrounded by, you know, who I consider just to be friends. But these friends were like all the musicians that were performing. And it was so unexpected. But it was a surreal moment for me. I'm like, how do I deserve to know all these wonderful musicians? You know, and you can definitely get a sense of the community out there.
Oh. Yeah. So like everybody felt like rock stars. I was literally walking around and like, can I have a picture taken? Did you see Chris? I was like, yeah, I can see him.
Oh my God.
I didn't have time to actually talk to them, but they felt so special.
Well, it was awesome. I mean, the fact that the camera died, I said, well, the show has to go back on. And I did. I grabbed the other camera. It's a whole different camera. It's like my cheapo camera. But the pictures still came out great. And it really captured a lot of the moments, the terrific moments with the bands. And it was a great, great day. You know?
Incredible.
I think it was like 14 hours for me. It felt like
that was insane.
Three.
It was insane.
And it was really hot that day.
Oh my God. Yeah. We didn't expect it. We thought maybe a clouded cover.
Yeah.
We did not expect sunshine.
Full sun, yeah.
That's right. What? Yeah, they were talking sunshine. Early in the week, they're like, it's going to be rain. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we held it. It was very, meant to be.
It was meant to be.
And we just felt it.
Yeah.
We felt it. Everybody felt it.
Yeah, and it's awesome when you put together those kind of shows, and because you're doing it for the music, but it's like you said, you don't realize how many people it affects, and it's just all intertwined, and it's beautiful, and that's what music's about, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Speaking of intertwined,
So
this whole story,
right? So while we're on the subject. one of the
meow.
Wow. So we had you guys had Seth and his band perform there, but not only that, you've managed to kidnap Seth on your way here to the studio.
Yeah, you had Seth and his band at your festival, and I just happened to have Seth here on my birthday. This is my Captain Jack Sparrow stripper grin.
Seth,
I can't even say that with a straight face.
Seth is the birthday present.
Yeah, he is.
That's what I said when I walked in.
He's such a gift. I love him.
He is.
Knocking shit over. I'm so excited.
And
sexy Seth.
Sexy Seth.
Brown chicken, black cow.
Seth Sparrow.
Black chicken, brown cow.
But I but I heard you guys want to do a little collaboration here.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would like to hear a little collaboration.
It's a,
here.
It's a present for Nikki.
Oh, thank you.
Oh.
It's a present.
You're welcome.
No pressure.
No pressure. So, Seth, this is my guitar. Feel free to acclimate.
I'm going to have to do some.
I have a weird classical with nylon strings. Okay. And.
You can figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to go for it.
Yeah, okay. Let's just go for it.
Yeah. Raw dog that shit.
Just for you, Nikki.
Raw dog.
Thank you.
my, Steven Tyler, eat your heart out, brother. Oh,
wow, blown away.
I said eat the rich.
The biggest problem was I had no idea where your
octave
was.
I was going to say the guitar. I'm like, oh, he doesn't have all. Yeah. My frets don't go as far as his frets, so he can't actually go all the way up the thing.
Where is it? I can't.
Mm. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry about that.
I love the challenge, but I was like, oh, crap.
I can't make frets.
I have a weird guitar. As I try to give a disclaimer, like, the guitar's going to be weird for you.
Me, so stupid. I'm like, yeah, I'm fine.
But no, I have an extra weird guitar.
But
fret. No questions at all?
Yeah.
But fret not.
Oh,
wow, guys.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Who knew? In high school, we were both, you know, what the hell?
Yeah.
I'm totally outing her. Everyone knew she could sing. Because we would like listen if she was like singing to herself. We're like, oh, she's got a good voice.
Mm.
Like, yeah, it was no secret. She thought it was a secret, but we were all like, we're like, if anyone was talking about it, we'd be like, Amanda could sing.
Oh, yeah.
She'd be like,
I saw it.
Yeah, and I have to say, I was fighting with her this whole time, being like, I don't want to do anything on this podcast. It's yours. It's your feature.
It's for Nikki. Well,
so she was between the two of them, but I was like, no, this is about Amanda, and I can't say enough about the things that you've done for music in the local area, like with your music, as
you
well
too.
As, hold on, you've said enough about me, it's my turn.
Yeah.
As well as all of the incredible things that she's done to lift up other performers and venues and everything. So yeah, I'm giving it back to her. She deserves all the praise as well. So.
And we couldn't agree more with you, Seth. We're big fans of you, Amanda.
Definitely.
And everything that you do.
Okay.
Oh.
Back to you.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
Nikki. Guys, again, thank you so much, Amanda. I just love everything you're doing. It's such a, I want to spend more time, but but no, I really do just appreciate you coming here. That last song was such a, I mean, all of it is such
and
an awesome.
For what it's worth, the first concert I ever went to when I was little was Aerosmith.
Yeah.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Aerosmith and Kiss at the Fleet Center.
We have been so synchronized whole entire time. You guys don't know what was going on behind the scenes, but we were all in tune. Every single one of us here today was so energetically in tune, and whatever you want to define it and call it.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all have superpowers.
Speaking of superpowers,
superpowers.
Are we going to do a superpower move?
Yeah. Okay. I'm
going
to
put this down.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, hold on. Kay. We got to try this science experiment.
Okay.
Now, I'm just going to put a little warning out there, people, in case for those of you who have earbuds in your ears right now, you might want to turn it down a little.
I need more.
Oh no.
Oh no.
I know. I didn't get my, I don't have enough helium because we used the tank to fill up the ball sack.
We did.
But we went.
It also sounds like my balls haven't dropped yet either.
She's higher than she's.
Right.
Yes, girl. Yes.
And now
if you can hit it like that.
Okay.
If you can hit those notes, because I can hear her not on the mic, I can hear her real notes, then you can hit those with the singing. Not bullshit. Every single person, if you can do it humming, ready? If you go, then you can project that out because you're capable of hitting the note, and now you can do it in any way. Dead serious. I'm a teacher of vocals.
Yeah.
I got you. You got range.
And I just want to put a disclaimer out there.
Oh, man.
For any of you guys.
No way.
Yes, freaking way.
No way.
Yes, freaking way.
I can't sing. Shut up.
For any of you guys that were listening to the podcast on your car and your windshield just blew out, we are not responsible
Yeah, that's just, the disclaimer just, right there.
You're going to have to go to Jake Farm.
Yeah, I got to go to Jake Farm. Because state pants are there. What?
State pants. State pants. Jake Pants, Jake Farm. Come up with a jingle. We need to do like a poster of him now.
Yes.
He'll be like, what the hell?
And then he'll do his
contagious laugh.
Just a farm of Jakes. A field of Jakes. If you build it, they'll come.
Ooh. He's my favorite laugh. Oh, sugar.
Oh, no, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
Again, awesome. Thank you so much. I mean, we've had so much tremendous fun. And so for anybody that wants to we're taking souvenirs. For anybody that wants to find your music and listen to you, where do they go?
Every platform. Okay. Every music platform I'm on. You're gonna get genres kind of across the board. It was my educational figuring out how to produce songs.
Yeah.
I don't know. So you're going to get a little bit of like weird shit.
Oh,
yeah.
You mean,
I know your TikTok is fun. Oh
my. Yes.
You guys see.
Yes. Yes.
I am super weird. And I amuse myself.
Hours of a feather flock together.
Yeah. Hours alone. Yeah. Hours alone. Yeah.
Aww. Well, again, thank you so much. This has been so much fun. I'm really trying to cut it off early because we got cake.
We're going to eat cake.
We got cake.
We got cake.
It's purple cow cake.
Ooh. Wait, what?
Yeah, that's why I'm wearing purple.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm coordinated.
So to be fair, I got a text like a week ago from Chris saying, if you were to eat cake for an occasion that wasn't a birthday, what flavor would you like? And he sent me a whole list,
it was a big list
of cake flavors. And I should have put two and two together when you walked in with some weird object under a coat, and you're wearing a purple shirt.
Yes. Purple camo. Yeah.
So on that note, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Musical Chairs in Massachusetts. Aww. Thank you guys so much for coming and celebrating my birthday with me.
Aww.
And on that note, I'm eating cake. Peace out, y'all.
Bye.
The Musical Chairs in Massachusetts has been handcrafted for your listening pleasure. Hosted by Chris Guerra. Co-hosted and produced by Nikki Cross. Audio engineering and talent booking by Nikki. Audio, video engineering and graphic designs by Chris. Theme song written and recorded by Route 2 Revolution. This has been a CG Broadcasting production.